السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا
One attribute of God is As-Salam, and in various places in the Holy Quran, Allah has used the word As-Salam in various ways, has described it as His attribute, and also has reminded the believers to adopt this attribute and this quality. Different commentators and the people of Arabic lexicon has given and described differently. Allama Abu Jafar Muhammad says that As-Salam is the existence whose creatures must be protected against injustice. According to Abul Wasim, As-Salam is one of the names of God. As-Salam, Allah is called As-Salam because He is protected against any fault or any loss of peace. As-Salam also means that Allah is protected from those calamities which reaches others and affect others. Also that He is that eternal existence that the whole creatures will come to an end, but Allah will not end, and He has eternal power over everything. In the commentary Ruhul Bayan, it says, As-Salam is protected against all harm and all faults. And because He is the ahead of everyone to give protection. In the hadith, it says, Antas-Salam, and we say this prayer as we finish our salat. It means it is you are that existence who are free of all fault and all shortcomings. And in the hadith when it says wa minka salam, it means that you are such an existence who can protect a helpless person against all problems and delivers him from all suffering in this life and in the hereafter, and also an existence who covers the folds of the believers so that they will be protected against all disgrace on the day of judgment. Minkas Salam can also mean that he gives a gift of peace to the believers in the paradise. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. It says in the Holy Quran that they will be said salam, it will be a message from their Lord. So in this word salam, there is a message and promise from God of a perfect protection and peace from a God who shows mercy and shows a repeated mercy. And it is a small verse but has a great message in it, that to gain this gift of peace, that to also be recipient of Allah's grace in this world as well as receiving His grace in the hereafter, you should also develop such a spirit between your relationship. You should convey salam to each other. So this gift will be continuously received by you. There is also the benefit that by giving a gift of salam, that you will gain Allah's pleasure and will be again entry to paradise. And there also you will keep your mind and soul in protection because of this gift of God, and this will convey and give you great pleasure, a perfect pleasure for yourself and for your society. And this is a great path to be beneficiary of Allah's grace. Hazrat Anas reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that certainly salam is one of the names of God. Allah has put it in the earth so that you should spread salam between you here. So to spread salam is a means to create mutual love and to create peace in the society. Therefore, on many occasions, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has admonished us to convey salam, to develop love and affection between ourselves, and has reminded us to give it currency. And so, to gain the salam of God, if we were to spread the true peace in society, only then we can be beneficiary of Allah's salam. On one occasion, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr reports this, that a man asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the best salam? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَتَقْرَوْ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفِ. That the first thing he said was that you should feed others and also say salam to everyone, whether you know him or you don't know him. Then there is another hadith, Hazrat Ibn Zubair, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the ills of previous people are finding its way to you, that is, malice and jealousy. This is such a thing. If you were to ponder, these ills are also finding its way again. They are gone to the extreme, and the message which promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had brought, it reminded us to do our duty to the fellow human being. And there is also this malice and jealousy creates a means, a possibility of not doing your duty. And he said, these diseases are entering you again, malice and jealousy, that it will not remove your hair, but it will end your faith. He said, by God who holds my life, you will not enter paradise until you have perfect faith. And you cannot have perfect faith as long as you do not love each other. Shall I not tell you about this which will strengthen this love, mutual love? And it is that you should make a habit of conveying salam to each other, saying salam to each other. If we were to examine even today in one form or another, as I just said, Satan is exciting in the heart the feelings of jealousy and malice. How unfortunate it is that by believing in the Imam of the time, that because of some ill habits we are worthy to be recipient of Allah's displeasure. So to gain Allah's protection, this is the path which Allah and His Messenger has shown us, that we should give currency to bidding salam to each other. This will remove the ill will between us, it will increase love, and also it will create a habit of overlooking other people's fault and forgiving them. And this will create in the society an atmosphere of love and affection, which is one of the greatest commandment of God, which will remind you to do your duty to fellow human being. Generally in the Jamaat, sometimes there are quarrels, mutual quarrels, and sometimes they drag you so far away that they take you to its extreme. Recently, there was a quarrel between two families, and it increased so much that it gave bad name to the Jamaat, for which we had to take disciplinary action against both to expel them from Jamaat. Then people continued to write for forgiveness. One said that when I said salam to the other party in the mosque, he said, forget about this, I cannot talk to you for 6 months or a year. Neither I can say salam to you, nor we can have reconciliation. So such situations do arise in the Jamaat, and it is most unfortunate that believing in the Imam of the time, believing in the claims of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and accepting the condition of bay'ah that we will do our duty to the fellow human being, and then we can do such things. So whereas these hatred, the malice and quarrels take such people who are involved in this to the stage that they are expelled from the Jamaat, and they are also hurtful for the living caliph by doing this disciplinary action, and then more than all else they are displeasing their Lord. God is As-Salam. He does not do any injustice to anyone, but because of one's own doing, the man then is subject to his displeasure. Allah does not do any injustice. It is man himself that by doing such misbehavior, a man is doing injustice to himself. Then Imam Ghazali says about God's As-Salam, that is the existence whose existence is free from all faults on all shortcomings, and his work is nothing wrong with his acts, and there is no suffering in it. Rather than that, there is good in his acts. Therefore, Allah spreads the peace in this way that man cannot even imagine. By spreading peace and protection, so that people can benefit from the As-Salam attribute of God, a man does not save himself from harm and suffering, but he is becoming beneficiary of Allah's favors, and he is also taking a share of that good which the Salam God is giving him because of his spreading peace and protection. Imam Raghib has explained it further. He says, As-Salam and Salama is in the sense that he is free of all apparent and hidden faults. And when we say God is As-Salam, it means he does not have faults like the one which humans have. And Abdus Salam, that the servant of As-Salam God is he who reflects As-Salam. And As-Salam God protects him from all harm and suffering. When man wants to reflect his attributes and spreads protection and creates an atmosphere of brotherly love in society, then the result is that Allah protects him from all affliction and all harm. So every servant whose heart does not have jealousy or adulteration of any wrong thought, or he protects himself from the sinful acts which Allah has commanded, if they protect himself and his morals are such that his intelligence and his desires are not negative, but he does not become a slave of his desires and his thoughts. He may not forget everything when he is excited, his anger is excited. They are not such a people who, as the poet has said, who forget God when they are in comfort, and they forget God when they fear God, the fear of God, when they are excited with anger. And man cannot be called is Salam as long as other people are not protected from his hands and his words, and he removes people's suffering and his shortcomings. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, Hazrat Abu Musa, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the companion said, O the Messenger of Allah, which Islam is best? He said, a Muslim with whose hand and word other Muslims are protected. And once he said, Muslim is he from whose hand and word other Muslims are remain protected. Therefore, to have good relations with each other, to love each other, to keep their rights in mind are not ordinary things. They have great importance. If you have to attribute yourself to Salam God, then each one of us will become a message bearer of peace, will have to spread peace in his society. Otherwise, as it is clear from the hadith, it will be a nominal Islam. And this is the faith of a weak stage. Then there is another report that not that the Muslims are protected from you, rather that it is the duty of a good and a firm believer that he should be a surety of protection of the whole society. There is another report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a man is in peace and has peace with whose hand and word other people are protected. So when one progresses in faith, he not only is with his Muslim brother, but he shows love and affection with the whole all of mankind and of peace. And this is the relationship of peace and protection, who conveys the good word to other and good message to other. And this is the salam which then attracts people towards you, and with this the fields of preaching opens up, and this is the message of peace with which people are attracted to you, and by recognizing the true faith they join it. And when this message of peace you will adopt and spread, only then you can be a good reflection of attributes of God. Mufridat Imam Raghib, it says that the true peace is in paradise alone, because there you will be given such a life which will not die, and you will have such a facility which is free of all adversity, and you will be given such honor, there is no disgrace, and you will have such health which will have no suffering of illness. And that is why say Allahumma dar salame inda rabbihim lahum dar salame inda rabbihim, that there is the abode of peace for them with God. Wa huwa waliyuhum bima kanu ya'malun, that with their Lord there is the abode of peace, and for because of the good works they did, Allah has become their friend. As Salam is also one of the name of God, so the word Darus Salam which is used here means that they will be near God, that is paradise. So every believer who is righteous and spread peace, and also is the standard bearer of peace and protection in society, there is a surety from God that Allah will be his friend and will give him place in his proximity, because it is not possible that Allah will let the person who is walking in his path of pleasure will not give him a place in his proximity. Yahdi bihillahu man ittaba ridwanahu subul salami wa yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur bi'iznihi wa yahdihim ila siratin mustaqim, that Allah through this, that they follow their pleasure, guides them towards the paths of protection, and he takes them out of darkness into light and guides them to the true path. And so this is the promise of Allah, that whosoever through the teaching which has been revealed to the Holy Prophet ﷺ by God, make an effort to win Allah's pleasure, Allah will guide him towards the path of protection and peace, by which he will spread peace in this life, and his every act and every good deed will be such that it will be to gain the pleasure of God. The light will be his destiny, and the darkness will be removed from him. So Sobul Salam, that is the paths of peace and protection, are those paths which guide you to God, and you will only gain them when a believer will fully apply the teaching of Holy Quran and makes an effort for it. and by following the right and straight path, he gains proximity to God, gaining of which every believer should make an effort, and he does make an effort. And this is the means by which man can have the benefit of both the worlds. And then Allah says, Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Salam will be said to from the Lord who is Rahim. Salamun alayhim wa sabaqtum. That there should be peace for you because you remain steadfast. So you can see what is the great reward for you of this abode. So this resilience and steadfastness and perseverance, this also in faith and in following the commands of God through which you do your duty to God and duty to man. Gives glad tiding to a believer by God the abode which will be lasting. So when there is this message, is a repeated message of Salam God, and Salam word has been used in untold places in the Holy Quran, it should make us to understand the importance of it. Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Explaining this verse, the promised Messiah says, Salam is that which is received from God. Allah's Salam is that who has protected Abraham from fire. The one who has no peace and protection from God, no matter how much the men bid one Salam, it is of no use to him. And Promised Messiah says further that the reality of Islam is that your souls should prostrate on the threshold of God, and God and His commandments from all aspects. And from every aspect should may be made by you preferred in your life, when you will gain this state, which according to the teachings of Allah, which the Imam of this time has explained to us, only then we will come under the protection and the peace of God, and the world's cunningness and conspiracies will do us no harm. But if we are not under the protection of God, then as Promised Messiah says, then even thousands of salam of the people, they can give no benefit to us. Therefore, whatever promises which Allah has made with Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we will be their beneficiary only when, according to his teaching, we will understand fully the meaning of Salam and will try to come under the protection of God. And we are so fortunate that in this time Allah sent us an Imam and enabled us to believe in that Imam. We should believe in that Messiah and Mahdi, which Allah had commanded to convey Salam to. And by conveying Salam to whom, he gained the beloved of God, and Allah granted him such a great station that Allah himself sent him salam, as he has a revelation, Salamun alayka ya Ibrahim, innaka al-yawma ladaina makinun amin, zu quwwatin matin. O Abraham, salam be on you who had a great station and trustworthy with us. Therefore, we can always benefit from all these qualities which Allah had granted him, and to partake of the salam which Allah sent promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. We should act upon every guidance of the source of guidance which Allah had revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whose deep love, and because of his deep love, Allah had addressed Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam as Abraham and sent him salam. So that all the fires should be cooled which the adversaries had excited against Promised Messiah, as the opponent had raised fire for against Abraham. Abraham, as Allah had revealed to him, that وَنَّذَرْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَقُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. We looked towards you and said, fire which is of mischief by the people, cool down and be of protection for this Abraham. The history is a testimony that in the time of Hazrat Promised Messiah, whatever fire was excited, not only it was cooled, but also brought a message of protection. As the meaning of salam, we have said, it brought a good and favor for him, that in whichever territory, even today, whatever fire is excited against the Jamaat or is being excited, it will definitely cool down, because it is not excited against any individual, but is excited against Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. It is excited against his believer, that those believers who believed in the Imam of the time. If because of these minor suffering which some people have to bear because of this opposition, if we are being suffered, this is also a trial, and we should come to the mark in it, whether it is in Sri Lanka, Bangladesh or Pakistan. This fire will inshallah cool down. Not only will it cool down, but will also bring protection for us. And this is the part of our faith. We should also continue to beg protection from God. Just before coming to the sermon, as I was coming to the sermon, there was a news from Sri Lanka, and I thought I better tell you. We have heard on the telephone that for a long time the adversities are very hostile. They had taken the hostility to extreme in the last Friday. The Muslims are only 13% there, but the Satan has more power, because they are only nominal Muslims. They are defaming the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That whatever mosque there are about 300 mosques there. In each mosque, they delivered a sermon against the Jamaat, and they incited people and the congregation. And they said our local mosque was attacked by 500 mob, and there were 60 worshippers in there, and they had imprisoned them there or held them in it, and they were not even being controlled by the police. But eventually the Muslims have let the Ahmadis, the opponents have been thrown away, and the Ahmadis are now attending the mosque again. But the Ahmadis in Sri Lanka must remember that this fire which is being inflamed and is being excited from those people who attribute to the Prophet who gave message of peace. Rather than serving Islam, they are defaming Islam. They are defaming Islam. Allah has shown grace and the mosque is freed. May you remain steadfast and not be worried. May Allah take you out of this trial successfully. One is ashamed to see their actions, that when the world shout that this is the teaching on which Muslims are acting by attributing to the Prophet, as I said, who always gave message of peace and always gave message of love and affection everywhere, and he always admonished that you should live with affection and love. By attributing to that, they are acting most oppressively. And rather than doing duty to their fellow being, they are destroying the right of people, and they are unleashing atrocities on the servants of God, and they deprive them of their rights. In their opinion, they will end Ahmadiyyat this way. This is what their thinking is, and this false thinking will never be fulfilled Allah will never let it be fulfilled. They think it is a plant which is planted by man. The Ahmadiyya community is planted by God, and Allah had promised that Allah will give you all your aims. And how can they end him? Like always, they will remain unsuccessful and will continue to burn in the fire of their jealousy. And inshallah, this fire will be cooled on the Ahmadis of Sri Lanka. May Allah give them resilience and steadfastness and strengthen their faith. And I say they should bow to God so that they should attract Allah's grace quickly, and the Jamaat throughout the world, wherever Ahmadi are spread, they should pray for the Ahmadis in Sri Lanka, that may Allah deliver them from this trial and test quickly. Then there is a revelation to promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, it is a promise by God, and every Ahmadi must remember it. Salamun ala Ibrahim safa'naahu wa najaynaahu min al-gham tafarradna bizalika fattakhizuhu min maqam Ibrahim musalla. That salam be on Abraham, we purified him and delivered him from grief, and we have done this, so you should follow the footsteps of Abraham. Therefore, to supplicate and to recognize God and to have the true understanding of one and only God, this is will be granted by those who follow the example of Abraham, and they should try to gain it the most. Then it says, O Abraham, salam be on you. We have selected you, and Allah will give you all your aims and wishes. So Allah has chosen him with true friendship. How should those who attribute to him be? They should certainly follow the paths which take to God, which are to establish his unity, the paths which is to bow to God, and following those paths, promised Messiah got that honor, that Allah said that we have chosen you for pure friendship, and said Allah will set all your affairs right. that whenever a need arose, all your work will be set right by Him always, and whatever there is hurdle, they will be set right. And we also see today that with the grace of Allah, Allah comes down Himself, and with His grace, not that for any effort, He fulfills all His promises of friendship, of promised Messiah, and set His affairs right, and continues to set them right. And there is such a heavy rain of the graces of God every moment that one is most amazed. Recently, at the staff of the MTA had organized a function because of the start of the MTA 3. I had told them there that it is a promise of Allah which He has always been fulfilling whenever the need arises, and is fulfilling even today, and will inshallah continue to fulfill in the future also. So, promised Messiah have been given this solace and comfort that I am a friend of your friends. I will never leave you. A pious man, a man who does his duty of friendship, who is the servant of God, he always does his duty to his friend and is helpful to him at the time of need. So Allah, who is most faithful, how is it possible that He could declare that I have selected you with pure friendship and He will not do His duty to that friendship? So we who attribute ourselves to that Imam, whom Allah had said He is His friend, for individually we will have to benefit, we should act upon all those commandments to which Allah has guided us, and in the Holy Quran in various places it has been mentioned. For example, it says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That the servant of Rahman are those who walk on the earth in humility, and when the ignorant address them, they reply, Salam. So this is the mark of a believer. And it is a mark of the one who believes in Rahman God. This is the mark of those who attribute themselves to the beloved of God, who is the climax was of the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he lived his life in deep humility and modesty. He respected the poor and always talked to them with great honor. And the ignorant Bedouins, who sometimes spoke ill words, even with them, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed great affection, and humbly he gave them salam and set his great examples. And the greatest example of this humility he set when, as a conqueror, he entered Mecca. His head was bowing deeper on the camel and was touching its back with humility, in deep humility. And there also he sent peace. He said, no one should commit excess, no one should kill, no one should fight, unless you do in defense. So we will have to follow the same example. Only then we can be beneficiary of the graces of and favors of Allah. And Allah's glance of love will fall on us and will continue to fall on us. And then we also see in this time that what was the humble example which the beloved and the true beloved of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed, and what levels he set. He always saved himself from vain gatherings, and his humility was to the extreme, only to establish peace, not because of his own ego. Sometimes he faced such occasions where apparently there was a disgrace in view, but he borne it with humility. And on this Allah revealed to him that Allah preferred your humble ways. So we who believe in these beloved of God attribute to Him by acting upon the commandments of Allah and by saving ourselves from vain pursuits and saving ourselves from vain quarrels. If we avoid those, only then we will be beneficiary of Allah's graces. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر